sure you've been there through some bad days and some good days with Ulster, so Saturday's going to be really the pinnacle, isn't it?
It definitely is. You know, I think at the minute when you look at it, it's going to be the biggest game I've ever played for Ulster. It's going to be the biggest game certainly since 99, and you know, for it to be the best moment in an Ulster shirt for me, we have to win it, you know, and that's what this group's all about. This group isn't about sort of going there to get patted on the back and try our best. We're going there to win this game. We have a lot of confidence, a lot of self-belief what we can do. Yeah, we're also realistic. We know we're underdogs, but, you know, it doesn't really matter what everyone else says, what we believe and what we turn up and do on Saturday.
Yeah, underdogs, yes, but, you know, favourites maybe, such strong favourites against Edinburgh mightn't have sat so comfortably with you.
I think in hindsight it probably didn't, but, you know, we kind of went into, I suppose, what last year against Northampton, Munster and Edinburgh this year has taught us is that, you know, you only get one chance at it, and, you know, we kind of went into the Munster game and really played to win that game. You know, we didn't sit back, we didn't take any chances, and then we played against Edinburgh and we kind of just almost played it to make sure we didn't lose it. You know, we kept just doing enough to be ahead, and, you know, we played very nervously, but we've been through a lot of situations now in those three games over the last 2 years that will help us no end for Saturday.
How do you assess Leinster? Obviously, they've had the two wins over the last three seasons, and you're familiar with most of the team from the Ireland setup.
Leinster are a quality team, they're a quality squad. You know, they're not in two finals for no reason. You know, they are they have world class players, and the big thing for them is that they nearly always play to the best of their ability every time they take the field. And, you know, that's not us sort of exaggerating and trying to play them up. You know, they are what they are. We know that. Haven't been involved with Ireland with them. We also know a lot about them, but we also know that there are a few weaknesses there. You know, there aren't many, but there are a few, and we need to make sure that we're on our game. And, you know, Leinster aren't a team that are going to give you a dozen chances to break them down. You know, you're going to be looking at sort of 2, 3, 4 chances, and you have to be looking to take 2, 3, maybe even 4 of them to win this game. And that's the sort of mindset that we have to go into this game with.
Claremont forced, I think, 4 mistakes in the first half, kicked the 12 points. Ruan Pienaar, based on the Amlin Opta stats and his performance in the quarters and the semis, can show he's the man to punish any errors.
Well, you know, when you sign world-class players, you start off by wanting world-class performance out of them, and then when you get to the stage at Ruan's at, you know, you nearly expect him. You know, he's that good. You know, but having said that, you know, he's only a human, and we need to make sure that it's not 14 guys looking at Ruan to do it. You know, we need to make sure every man 1 to 15 pulls their weight, does their thing, and when we get the chances, you know, we know Ruan's gonna slot most of them away. But, you know, the flip side of that is, you know, Johnny doesn't miss many either. You know, he's a world-class goal kicker as well, and, you know, he's not gonna, you know, no